today, praise God, as we look, amen, in the word of the Lord, praise God, and the writer of Hebrews, praise God, brings our attention, praise God, to a truth that is the truth of the word of the Lord. Amen, praise God, because the truth of the word of God, amen, begins to identify God, amen, praise God, as a person. Amen, praise God. The word of God does not identify him as persons, that is more than one, but rather, amen, as a person. And so, praise God, when the writer here of Hebrews, praise God, begins to speak, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. God has so much, amen, praise God, at his disposal. He can use what he wants to use, when he wants to use it, and in whatever manner he decides to use it. Can we say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God, amen. The writer in Hebrew lets us know that God speaks to us, can you say amen, amen, in different times, and amen, in different ways, amen. He makes himself known to us by speaking to us. Can we say thank you, Jesus? The psalmist in the 19th Psalm said, amen, praise God, one way God speaks to us is through the heavens. And the heavens declare the glory of God. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, every time you walk out your door, lift your eyes to the heavens, just know God is speaking. And what is he speaking, praise God? He's speaking of his glory. Amen, praise God. As we look on, amen, praise God, these words that the writer tells us, praise God, amen, praise God. He says, praise God, specific to where we are in these last days, amen, God, amen, praise God, speaks to us, amen, not only from the heavens, not only through all of creation that he has made, amen, but specifically, amen, he speaks to us, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, that is through, amen, his son, and that is through God himself being incarnate in flesh. He speaks to us. Can you say amen? This Jesus Christ, praise God, that the writer, amen, praise God, says, praise God, amen, praise God, who speaks to us is the one that is appointed the heir of all things. Amen, praise God. And so then, when we have relationship with, amen, Jesus Christ, we also have heirship along with him, and all things, praise God, that, amen, praise God, that are in existence, amen, praise God, the Lord Jesus is the rightful heir of everything, and amen, praise God, because he is who he is, Paul is able to write to us in the book of Corinthians and let us know that all things are ours, and how is it that everything is ours through our relationship of heirship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But the writer here, praise God, amen, praise God, not only speaks, amen, praise God, of the power of God through the creation of the worlds through his word, amen, praise God, he also speaks, amen, of the glory that is represented, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. This glory is the very glory of God himself. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen, he says he is the brightness of his glory. That is, Jesus is the brightness of the glory of God. And praise God, where our focus is today, that he is the express image of his person. Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God, there is, amen, praise God, the identifying of the fact that God is is not persons, but God is a person. Can you say amen? Not multiple persons, but only one person. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, Scripture expresses, amen, not the persons of God, but amen, praise God, only the one, hallelujah, person. Can you say amen? And so it is, praise God, when we begin to look back at what God, amen, praise God, has done, amen, praise God, we see that, hallelujah, Moses, when God calls him, can you say amen, to the mountain, he does not go to speak with persons, he only goes to speak with one person. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, when Moses is in counsel with God, amen, praise God, it's no other, amen, persons there, but he and God. Amen, praise God, when, hallelujah, Jacob wrestles with the angel of the Lord, he does not wrestle with persons, he only wrestles with one person. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And so it is, praise God, that the Bible does not present God, amen, praise God, as triune or three, amen, praise God, making up one, but rather he is presented as one person alone. You ought to give him the praise. Amen. And so, praise God, while God is only one person, amen, praise God, he has chosen, hallelujah, up until the time of the incarnation, not to reveal his person. He is a person, but he held back the revelation of his person. You see, when you got relationship with God, you want to see God. Can you say amen? And Moses said to God, if I indeed have found favor in your sight, I want you to show me your glory. Can you say amen? In other words, Moses tell God, I want to see your person. Can you say amen? I've seen what you've done. I saw how you worked in Egypt. I saw how you delivered us. Amen. Without a bow being pulled back, without a sword being drawn, without a spear being thrown, amen, you brought out 600,000 men, not counting women and children. You brought them out of bondage, and you didn't bring them out empty either. You filled their pockets, amen, praise God, as you brought them out. I saw you work, Lord God, at the Red Sea. I saw you, Lord, open up a way out of no way. I saw your hand move against our enemies, Lord, that you destroyed them down to a very single man. I've seen, Lord God, amen, praise God, what you are able to do. I've communed with you. I've talked to you, Lord. But Lord, can I see your person? Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. But God would only allow Moses to look on the backside of his glory. Amen. Though Moses had been faithful in the house of the Lord, he would not yet reveal to Moses, amen, his person. You ought to give God a praise. Amen. So that time of the revelation of the person of God, amen, in the amen, praise God, the plan of God would be set apart to a later date. And amen, praise God, as much as Moses wanted to see the person of God, he was only able to look on the backside of the glory of God. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. How many know that even a look on the backside of the glory of God, amen, praise God, can lift the heart, amen, to praise. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, even to get a little glimpse of God will cause me to give him glory and to give him praise. If I can just see just a little bit, give him glory. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. Moses, praise God, was glad in that he was able to receive, but he could not see, amen, the fullness of God in his glory. Amen. He could not see, hallelujah, the very person of God. But the time would come, amen, in the incarnation when God would robe himself in flesh. And as God put on flesh, amen, praise God, he came to walk among us. He came, praise God, to be our deliverer. He came to show us salvation through the things that he would do for us in our behalf. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God. And so what God did, amen, would wrap up his glory, wrap up his person, amen, in the body of flesh. And he walked down here on earth, hallelujah, for 3.5 years. Amen, praise our God. And amen, praise God. And many looked on God and looked on, hallelujah, the person of God, and were not able to realize that they were looking, amen, at God in person. Can you say amen? They saw him not as who he was, but they saw him as another man. Can you say amen? They saw him not in the magnificence of his glory, but they saw him as another man. But one day he took Peter and James and John along with him, amen, to a mount that is called now the Mount of Transfiguration. And as they were there with him on the mount, can you say amen? The glory that was inward, amen, was allowed to shine outward. Amen. Not all of the glory, amen, but some of the glory of God shone out, amen, from him. And as they looked on him, amen, the garments that he wore were changed. Amen. Can you say amen? They became glowing white, if you please. Amen. Praise God. The very, amen, countenance of him was changed. Can you say amen? Why? Because the glory began to shine out. That was inward. It began to shine outward. Amen. Praise God. Peter was taken aback at what he saw. Amen. As he saw, amen, God beginning to manifest just a little of his glory. And amen. Praise God. He was taken so aback. Hallelujah. Praise God. That he said, hallelujah, let's build 3 tabernacles. Can you say amen? But tell your neighbor, it ain't but one person. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Peter wanted to build 1 for Moses and Elijah and Jesus. But we all got to realize that there ain't nobody that's on a par with our Lord. He's God alone and God all by himself. And amen. When I look at Jesus, that's who I want to see. My Lord and my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We want to see him in his glory. And we want to see him like Isaiah saw him. Because when he looked at his God, he saw him high and lifted up. What do you see when you look at your God through the word of God? Do you see a deliverer? Somebody shout, yeah. Do you see a healer? Do you see a way maker? Do you see a God that is all God, all by himself? If you see that, then you ought to give him a deliverer. Able
says glory. Can you say amen? Amen. Just hallelujah to carry out the work that he came to do. But amen, but still even covered. Amen. In flesh. Amen. The Lord Jesus was the express image of God. Can you say amen? He was the brightness of his glory. And even though he only allowed it to shine out on the Mount of Transfiguration, amen, the writer let us know in Hebrews that Jesus is and was the brightness of the glory of God. How can you know when you got God on the inside? You got the brightness of the glory of God abiding on the inside. And so praise God, because he is who he is. Amen. The writer said that he is the expressed image of our God. And so if you want to see God, you got to look in the face of Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, if you want to see God, you ain't got to look at them. You got to look at him. Can you say amen? If you want to see God, amen, you're going to see it in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in the face, amen, of Christ is revealed the very expressed image of our God and our Savior. And we say, well, we are removed from the time that he walked on the earth, and we're not able to see God. Can you say amen? Well, guess what? They were able either to see him in all of his glory. Amen. But he was robed in flesh. Can you say amen? And so as they looked, we also look. How did they look? They believed. They had faith in who he was. They believed his word. Can you say amen? Anybody believe God? Amen. Do you believe him right now? Do you believe he is yet? Amen. Able to do everything that he said he would do. Do you believe he's more than enough to go beyond what your need may be? Do you believe he is what he said? He is a present help in the time of trouble. Tell your neighbor, I'm redeemed, and I carry my help along with me. I'm not a God that's afar off, but I'm a God that is near. I let you know you can touch him. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor you can touch him. He's that real that you can feel him. Anybody ever felt him? Have you felt, amen, the love that he has for you? And so, praise God, we see him right now as those in the Old Testament saw him. We see him by faith. Can you say amen? And so it is by faith that we believe, amen, that God, whom we have not seen naturally, amen, made the worlds. We believe by faith that the heavens are formed by the very word of God, and everything that is in existence, it came into being by the power of the word of God. Amen. The reason you and I are among the redeemed is because of the power of the word of God. We look on him in faith. We believed his word, and we were able to see, amen, what he did in our life. We saw how he brought us out. We saw how he healed us. We saw how he delivered us. And for those things that we saw, like Moses saw of the moving of his hand in our life, we were able to look and know that it was nobody else but God. You better praise him. Moses, as though, hallelujah, we have been blessed, hallelujah, to see the hand of God move in our life, but yet we desire to see him. Can you say amen? Amen. We've seen his works. We've seen his deliverance. We've understood that nobody could do for us what God has already done for us. But yet there is a hunger in our soul to see him. I want to see my Savior. I want to see my Lord. I want to, anybody want to see? Hallelujah. The one that brought me out of my darkness. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Right now, amen, we desire to see him. Can you say amen? But we can only look on him by faith. But when we look on him by faith, we can see in Jesus, God himself. Can you say amen? When you can't look at Jesus and see God, you are not yet, hallelujah, among those that are the redeemed. When you can't look at Jesus and see God, you are not yet among the redeemed. Because every redeemed child of God, when they look at Jesus, they see God. Y'all been preaching. They see the one that made the heaven and made the earth. When they look at Jesus, they see the one who has all power and all the power. When they look at Jesus, they see the one who speaks to the wind, who declares peace, and the wind obeys. They see the one who walks upon the water. They see the one that stands out outside of a grave of a man that's been dead for 4 days and is still able to call, and the dead man answers. Y'all better praise him. Every redeemed child of God, when they look, amen, through faith at the Lord Jesus Christ, they see God. And when you see God, you give him glory. And when you see God, you give him praise. Father, there's no way you won't look on God and not give him glory. Him, you're going to be like a seraphim. When you see him, you're going to cry. When you see him, you're going to cry. When you see him, you're going to magnify his name. When you're able to see him, you're able to see beyond your troubles, beyond your circumstances, beyond your situation. Can I say amen? I'm not going to be much longer, but Stephen, can you say amen? While he was literally being crucified, are y'all hearing me? I say, while he was literally being crucified, can you you say amen, was able, amen, to lift up his eye above his circumstances. They were throwing stones, amen, but still, amen, was looking higher. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to be able to look higher. Can you say amen? And when he looked, he saw his deliverer. He saw his savior. Tell your neighbor, you ain't always got to get out to have the victory. The victory. He's about giving you the victory, leaving you right where you are, and giving you the victory. I know y'all want out, but God said, I'll bring you out. But beyond that, you gotta know that you are not of the world, but I'm leaving you in the world. Can you say amen? I ain't gonna bring you out. I'm gonna leave you in. Can you say amen? And I'm leaving you here to shine right where you are. Are y'all hearing me? I'm saying, Stetson, shine right where he was. They looked on him, his face was as the face of an angel. Can you say amen? He had a word and they didn't like it, but guess what? It didn't move him off of his place. He had a higher view. He was able to look on the face of God. If you can see God, you not gonna worry. When you can't see him, but when you can see him, you're not going to work. Can you say amen? When you can see God, you will give him praise. Can you say amen? Even under, amen, the horrible circumstances, I still got a praise to give my God. How can you praise him in your valley? Because I see him. Can you say amen? Can you praise him in your storm? Tell your neighbor, because I see him. Can you say amen? I see him, and I see him high. I see him, and I see him lifted up. I see him, and I see his hand outstretched. I see him, and I know he is my deliverer. I know he is my way maker. And every time I see him, I give him another prayer. Can you say amen? He's our provider, our deliverer. I see him in the midnight hour. I see him in the rising of the sun. I see him in the heaven. Lord, when you redeem, everywhere you look, you can see him. Can you say amen? I see him, amen, working in my behalf on your job. You can see him in your house. You can see him. You can see him in the street. You can see him when you look behind you. And you see goodness. And you see mercy. You see him, God. Can you say amen? You can see him when you look to your right hand and you look to your left. You can see him because he encamped round about us. The psalmist said, he that keepeth Israel, he'll neither slumber nor will he sleep. Amen. No wonder he is a present help, because I see him. Anybody see him? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. In the Calvary, cowboy pitches. Yeah. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a feeling of desperation.
Yeah.
And amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because the enemy
The Indians, we know better now. Amen. The Indians surrounded them. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen. Praise God. Amen. Men are dying. Men are falling. And amen. Praise God. But then they hear a trumpet. Can you say thank you, Jesus? What is it? The cavalry's coming.
That's what they said.
Amen. Praise God. Well, the help is on the way. And they fight a little harder. Why? Because they see help. Yes. Something about seeing help.
Telling you,
no matter where you are, if you see help, it's gonna change your life. If you broke down on the side of the road and you see help,
telling you,
and you can change your attitude. And you say, anytime you see help, amen, it'll change your mind, change your attitude, it'll give you a new perspective. Amen. Praise God. We'll be able to say, I'm all right now because I see my help. Amen. Coming. Can you say?
Amen.
We're privileged as the people of God to be able to see God through faith and whatever we look at. In all of our circumstances, we see, praise God, amen, the cavalry coming. We see the trumpet. We hear the trumpet of the Lord, amen, sounding at that charge. Can you say amen? Against, amen, the enemy. Amen, praise God. And we're knowing, amen, praise God, that what we can't overcome, God is
great.
Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. What we can't deal with, God can. Amen. Praise God. And we can see him, amen, as our help and our deliverer. And so, praise God, because, amen, praise God, we look away from him, we get discouraged. But as long as we stay focused on him, amen, praise God, we won't worry. And you know what happened to Peter. He took his eyes, amen, and focused on the wrong thing. Can you say that? But you got to see, Jesus, tell your neighbor, you got to see. Can you say amen? And don't let nothing distract you. Don't let nothing pull your eyes away from looking at the Savior. Amen, pray God. You need to see him, amen, because in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, God is revealed. And when God shows himself, everything stands in pale, amen, comparison to who he is. Because he's greater than everything. Can you say amen? And so if you're looking, amen, praise God, at your circumstances, if you're looking at your condition, if you're looking at what you've got, if you're looking at yourself, if you're looking at your own mind, if you're looking at your own understanding, if you're looking at is going to fall because what you were looking to for help, amen, praise God, is not help. Can you say amen? But we've got to realize where our help comes from, and our help's come, it comes from the Lord, amen, praise God. And so then, why be disturbed? And I'm leaving you in a minute, but why be discouraged until help get there?
Lord, my God.
Help, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Help, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Help.
Oh, Lord. And then help show up.
Now, that's what we do. That's what we do. Help me, Lord.
We're back into the alley. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
That's what we do.
Oh, Lord. Help show up. Lord. Thank you, Lord. You say you ain't looking at Jesus. You ain't looking at God. Can you say amen? So instead of saying, oh Lord, oh Lord, amen, praise God, look at his face and say, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know I'm getting my deliverance. I know I'm going to get my help. I know. Can you say amen? It's a matter of where we're looking. Can you say amen? So it is, amen, praise God. God gives us something to look at.
He does.
Amen, praise God. He gives us his face. Amen, praise God, to look at. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so just looking on him, amen, praise God, will change our heart. Amen, praise God. The psalmist said in the 42nd Psalm,
that's what it says.
Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope
thou in God.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
That's where your heart is. That's what I do.
are you hoping in God? I see the ways that he's made. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. As he hopes in God. Amen. The psalmist said, for I shall yet praise him. Tell your neighbor. Amen. Praise God. The enemy can't. Amen. Take your praise. So don't give it up.
No, don't give it up.
Can you say, hold on to it? Why are you still praising? Because I still see it. Can you say, why are you still giving him the glory? Because I still see him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. There is help in the countenance of God. Amen. When God looks on us, amen. Praise God. There is help. Amen. Just because he's looking on us. Amen. Praise God. It's a blessing to have the face of God smile on us. Y'all ought to give him praise. We ought to look.
That's right.
You see, thank you, Jesus. When we see the face of God, our faith is stirred, and we are encouraged, and amen, and we are strengthened.
Yes.
Simply because we see God.
Yes.
So praise God. Amen. Praise God. We need to learn to look toward the God of our help and the God of our strength. Because looking anywhere else is going to take away strength. But looking to God will increase strength. So God has made a way for us to look at him through the word of the Lord. But that ain't all the good news. And I'm going to leave with the last bit of the good news. Because the redeeming of the Lord will come the day when you ain't going to have to look at
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful Savior.
The day will come, can you say amen? But we won't be seeing God, amen, through our circumstances. Can you say amen? The glass is dark now is because you got trouble in your
mind. Yes, Lord.
Can you say amen? You got trouble in your walk.
That's why the glass
is dark.
Yes,
can you say thank you, Jesus? That's why you can't see anything. Can you say amen? It's sin in the world. It's sin in us. Can you say amen? Lord. It's sin in creation. You can't see clear. But after a while, God gonna take away all of that. Sin. All of the murkiness is going to be erased. And amen, for the child of God, you'll be able to see him as he is.
Wonderful Savior.
Here it is. Can't see him now. If you're not saved, won't see him later.
My God.
Here it is. Amen. Praise God. If you can see him now, guess what? You're going to see him later. Amen.
Oh, wonderful.
When you see him now, you see him by faith. Amen. Praise God. We still see.
Hallelujah.
Still hold on. That's what's going to get you your room.
Hallelujah.
We don't even know how he going to do it.
I know.
We don't even know.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We sit down sometime and figure it out.
Hallelujah.
And say, well, maybe he can do it this way.
Yeah.
Amen. Maybe he can do it that way.
Yeah.
Maybe he can do it that way. But we don't know how he going to do it. Sometimes, pray God, we look. We say, well, it ain't no way. But he's the way. Can you say amen? We look at everything and we say, it ain't no way.
In
the world say humanly possible. It's not humanly possible.
Can
you say amen? Well, I don't need a man to do it. Amen. Pray God. It ain't no big thing if it ain't humanly possible. I ain't looking to a man. I'm looking to God. Can you say amen? Is it godly possible? You gotta believe it is, because there's nothing that's true.
Seeing him now
will cause us to hold on.
Yes.
And holding on will get you your reward.
Praise God.
Seeing him now will cause us to be encouraged. See, we different. Can you see? We different from anybody else. Because the things that supposed to discourage us encourage us.
In the name.
The thing that's supposed to make you hold your head down causes you
you to lift your head The thing that would push you in the corner and hide. Causes you to step out boldly. And say, here I am. Can you say amen? I am the redeemed of the Lord. I'm right here standing on the God of my help and the God of my strength. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Have a little bit. And amen. Praise God. And are assured. Praise God. That we're going to get some more.
Can you say amen?
What are you saying? When the world sees a little bit, they seem to miss.
That's what they say.
The next move is I ain't going to have none.
That's what they say.
That's where the world is. When they see a little bit, the next move is I ain't going to have none. The child of God. Amen. Praise God. They got a little. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. They take that little bit. When they take it to God.
I'm telling you.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Here I am, Lord.
That's what I said.
I got this little bit. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I tell you, neighbor, God don't need a whole lot. Because he got a whole lot. He don't need a whole lot. He got a whole lot. Just bring him a little bit.
That's what I do,
Pastor. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Got a little bit of faith? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Got a little bit of trust? Bring that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Got a little bit of confidence? Bring that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Take that little bit, put it in the hand of God. See what God can do with your little bit. See what he can do with a little bit. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. Amen. Pray God. You bring in a whole lot. Sometimes I got to stop. But sometimes God had to cut stuff down.
Yes, he did.
Because you can't see him.
Witness.
He wants to be seen. He wants you to look on him.
Amen.
So he said to Gideon, you get rid of these.
Get rid of them. Witness.
Because if I give you deliverance now, you're going to say
amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Get rid of them. Can you say amen? You got too many. I'm able to deliver you. I can deliver you. It don't matter if you got a whole lot or a little bit. That ain't the issue. But I want you to see me. Sometimes people is in your way. See you.
Hallelujah.
Money in your way.
Hallelujah.
You can't see the God. Some kind of prosperity get in your way. You can't see him. Can you say amen? So thank God sometimes. Amen. Praise God for a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Say amen.
Hallelujah.
Learn to see him in a little bit. Then you can see him in
the greater
realm. Learn to see him in the little things.
I'm telling you.
Then you'll see him in
witness.
The
greater.
Look at him, praise God. Amen. Because he's always there.
Yeah, always.
Always there. So if you gotta pull out your magnifier.
Where that's what you
where
do.
You at, Lord? I know you're here. Where you at?
Yeah.
And if you keep seeking him, he's going to show up.
Yeah.
I'm right here. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Lord, why are you taking the low profile? Why are you taking, amen, praise God? Why are you sitting over there in the corner not making no noise and ain't shouting and screaming and hollering? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because I want people who find me to really be looking for me. Amen, praise God. That ain't about happenstance. You got to really look. You got to look. Can you say amen? You gotta look for him till you see him in the morning time.
You
see him when the sun rises. You gotta look for him. Amen. Pray God that when tragedy is struck, you can still see us.
Wonderful Savior.
Amen. Praise God. Pain in your body. Still
hallelujah.
See. Money ain't looking good, but I see God.
Hallelujah.
My prayers are shaky, but I see God. You want to be able to see God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Seeing God. Amen. Praise God. And we see him. Amen. Praise God. As he is. He's God and he is God alone.
Amen.
So see him now and you will see him again later. See him in your imperfection.
Yes.
You will see his
joy.
Amen. Allow anything to divert your attention. Tell your neighbor, amen, I got to be a Zacchaeus. Why? Because I got to see
it.
I got to see it. So if stuff is in your way,
you got to
move it out of the way.
Yes.
And you say amen.
Amen.
and I got to see him.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he determined that he would look on God.
Yes.
Two things. He got in the way.
No. Yes, he
and
did.
He's positioned himself.
Yes.
Maybe you got to get in the way.
Oh, you got to get in the way.
You got to position yourself.
My job.
See, now you got to get in
witness.
The way.
Witness.
You got to position.
Oh, that's what you do.
Why? Because you want to see him.
Yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
You do that?
When Jesus came by,
come on.
Yes,
Zacchaeus thought he was there to see Jesus.
Yes.
But he was there so Jesus could see him. Can you say
amen?
When you're able to see him, God will see you looking at him.
Beautiful.
When you're able to see God, he will see you looking at him. You ever caught somebody looking at you?
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, praise God, if he was beautiful, you say, well, they're looking at me because I'm beautiful.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Sometimes if you had stolen something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we say.
You kind of say, I don't want them to see me. I don't know why they look at If you're guilty, you're nervous when they look at you.
Yes.
You say thank you,
Jesus.
But in any event, amen, praise God, you recognize attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's true.
It's true. Yes.
In any event, amen, praise God, when somebody's looking at
come
you recognize that attention is being given to you.
Come on.
When you look at God, he will recognize that you get it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And there's no better one to give your attention to than to God. Because when you give your attention,
come on, bring it home,
he will pay attention to you.
Witness. Witness.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you give your attention,
he
will pay attention.
Jesus.
That's
right.
Because you can't hardly walk by nobody that got their eyes on you. Can you say amen? You are aware that they're looking at you. When we pay attention to God, amen, praise God, God will pay attention
beautiful.
To us. The thing about it is, when God pays attention to you, can you say amen?
Amen.
Solomon prayed, God paid attention.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And because Solomon prayed the prayer that he prayed, God paid attention. He gave him more than what he asked.
Witness.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because blind men paid attention to Jesus when he was coming by.
Yes.
Said, oh, thou son of have mercy on us. Jesus stopped.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Bring them over here.
Yes.
Can you say
amen?
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. When you give God attention, you will attract his attention.
It's true.
And
it's
when
true.
You give God's attention,
man.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me?
Witness.
Amen. Praise God.
Witness.
Amen. Praise God. God can tell you this. He can tell you, ask what you will.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I love it.
Can
love
you say
it.
Thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody can tell you.
I'm telling you.
Can
not
you
anybody.
Say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
But God can open up a door when he sees where your heart
thank
is
you,
and know where your desire
oh,
is leading toward
yes,
him.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
praise
you.
God. And say, okay, I can do
thank
it
you.
For you. Amen.
You.
Just tell me what you
hey.
Want because I can do
hey.
It.
Yes. Yes.
So then, praise God, amen, it is important for us, amen, praise God, not to be distracted.
No.
We keep our eyes on the Lord, amen, praise God, because there is a great benefit in seeing, amen, God.
Yeah.
I am able by faith right now
to see God.
And seeing him now,
yeah.
I will see him later.
Yeah.